Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Christy Lester, the head coach of the Newton Bowling Team. And Christy, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Well, thanks for bringing me in.
Last time we talked, you'd gotten off to a pretty good start, three wins, and since then a little rougher road, but some rougher competition too, I'd imagine.
Yes, definitely harder competition, but I think we're going to turn the corner here, so I think good things are going to come.
Talk about the boys so far. They've been pretty consistent, haven't they, really?
They have. Nothing short of 2,800 pens, which is really good. Years past, we've kind of been floating right under that or right around it, but we've been doing like 28, 29, shot a 3,000 at one of the meets, so we've just got to continue to work towards that 29 and 3,000 every time.
Who's kind of been leading the way for the boys?
Really leading the way. Austin Kennedy's been pretty much a high average the entire time. He spends a lot of time on the lanes in and out of practice. So Gentry's been doing a really great job. Our two freshmen, Parker Kennedy and Jeremiah Kilmer, they both have been doing a really good job of keeping up there. They had two of the highest scores on Monday at Sigourney, which is a hard house to bowl at. So only eight lanes, and it's just kind of compact. So
yeah.
A little bit different surfacing on the lanes there too. So definitely, it was impressive to see those two boys. They are the only two that had bowled there over the last few years, Parker and Jeremiah, because they bowled out in the middle school traveling team, which is not affiliated with the school district, but something that Cardinal Lanes does. And so they were the only two that had ever bowled there, and it kind of showed in their scores how well they did.
So, yeah. That was a tough one to lose. You lost by 68, right?
Yes, 68 pins. It was hard. Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't sure exactly what to expect, because I know Sigourney lost some of their seniors, but some of their better bowlers. And so it was definitely... It was interesting, and they did good, though. I was really proud of them.
Deal. Yeah. As far as the girls are concerned, we went into the year knowing it would be kind of a little bit of a rebuilding year,
yes.
And I know last time out you shook up the lineup a little bit, brought up a couple of JVs to the varsity.
Yes, and that was really fun to see them, just their confidence when they came off the lane smiling, when they had, a good ball and either a strike or a spare, just to see them smile and feel good about their bowling. It really it made me feel like it was a good decision to bring them up.
Yeah. McKenna Burns is one you brought up, ended up with a high game and high series.
Yes, she did. 181, which is her highest game ever and highest series ever. So we were pretty proud of that. So she did a great job.
I assume she earned herself a pretty much a starting spot here for the rest of the way.
Yeah, well, at least for the next meet. At this point, we keep scores every Friday, so they do bowl for score, and then I also keep the scores from the meets, so we do a running average. So I'm hoping that she'll continue to show that she can do that. So. Yeah.
Who is the other one you brought up?
We brought Jessamyn Neer up too. Jessamyn's bowled for me a couple of years now, and she's, real shy, sweet girl. But she really, as soon as she threw a strike or whatever, she would just turn around and just smile. And so it's like that team bond there was really apparent. They were cheering for each other and giving each other high fives. And so, and just, letting each other know how they were doing a good job. And that I like. That's the kind of thing that I really enjoy. Plus, McKenna's coming up as, a junior. She'll be here next year. That's really nice to see some building there. And then, unfortunately, Jess is a senior, but, just giving her that opportunity to compete at the varsity level was nice.
But, it pays off. Finally, all her work, up to then has been paid off a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, definitely. And, she's really coachable. She tries real hard. So, just pretty pleased with how they did.
So your next meet coming up Saturday, Oskaloosa, what do you expect out of them?
Yeah, they're going to be tough. We have one of the top bowlers in the state that goes to Oski, and he's Trey's tough. We shot our best against them. It's always a good rivalry, if that makes sense. So, I'm good friends with the coach there. I know a lot of the parents and a lot of the kids. I've watched them grow up over the years. And so they, Tony's really good about, you know, telling my kids how great of a job they're doing, and I, you know, try to reciprocate that in his kids too. So we have a good working relationship too, so that's great. But I think it brings out the best in my bowlers. You know, we shot our highest school series ever when we went to OSCE against OSCE. So, you know, it would be really awesome to see, you know, that high competition again.
Would be a bad place to have the state qualifying then. Well, either would it.
Yeah, no, it would be. We're excited about that too. You know, the boys love going down to OSCE. The girls, they don't have a whole lot of experience down there. You know, a couple of them do, but you know, the boys are always like, we love going to OSCE and bowling. So to have that state qualifying there, you know, that would be good.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Really, we'll find out what, a couple weeks, right?
Yeah. It'll be just a few weeks. You know, I would love to be able to put it in to host here too, so we'll see if that happens. So
that'd be good too.
Yeah, it's kind of up to the state and how they do that. So,
and you are going to be hosting a junior varsity thing, right?
Yes, so the 4th, we have been asked if we could host the junior varsity conference, and so that'll be exciting and a lot of, you know, fun for the JV teams. We'll run it just like the varsity conference, 3 individual games, 15 Baker games, and it'll be a great time.
Yeah, when that'll be?
Say that again.
When will that be, do you know?
February 4th. It's on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Start at 10 a.m.
Yeah. All right. Mark it down. Come out and support the young Newton bowlers of the future. Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Christy, thanks for joining us today. Best of luck going forward with the bowling team.
Oh, thank you so much.
Again, we've been talking to Christy Lester, the head coach of the Newton bowling team. Our Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.